Hello and welcome. This is Father Kyle Schnippel. I'm pastor of two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. Today is Holy Saturday, recording my homily for the Easter Vigil this evening, which we will celebrate here at St. John Newman, which is the parish where I live. So tonight we have five of the seven Old Testament readings. We have six baptisms, four other receptions in the faith, and so I'm really looking forward to celebrating the vigil this evening. My homily will go something along these lines. Perhaps more than ever, the awareness of spring rains has really hit me. The renewal that they bring, the refreshment of cleansing away the grime from a long winter, the renewal of seeing flowers bloom again after that long, cold, dormant period has ended. Water brings new life to all that it touches. And I've also learned that if you fail to water your plants, they don't do so well, especially in those long hot days that are coming this summer. And even not just outside, but even just with who we are, at the end of a long day of work, water quenches like nothing else can. You can feel it just coating your insides. In the morning, when you're still groggy, a great splash of water can be a great way of getting you up, waking you up, getting you going. A priest I know who lived well into his 90s would take a cold shower every morning. He said, there's nothing like it. I was like, I never subscribed to that theory. But we just know how much water can be refreshing, cleanse us away of our dirt, of our grime. Just be renewal and refreshing. Without water, man, we literally could not survive. And then when we celebrate the Easter Vigil, tonight's liturgy, all those long series of readings, all those themes that come into the play, the prayers, the blessings that we do, how much of this contains and references water? We see it in our readings, the series of readings. In the first moments of creation, God breathes on the waters. God's Spirit breathes on the waters, bringing life to them. In the Exodus account, the people of Israel move through the walls of water on either side as they come to salvation, freedom from slavery in Egypt, as they begin their movement towards the Promised Land. And one of the psalm responses, one of my favorite psalms, the deer longing for water, running streams, as our souls thirst for the living God. And soon, in a few minutes, we will bless the baptismal water, immerse our elect into the saving waters that flowed from Christ's side as he hung upon the cross. The church takes all these things that are around us, gives them a deeper meaning, a more profound meaning. The church takes something we know and adds layers of depth that can only be comprehended in mystery and in contemplation. Hence the importance of water, of fire, of light, of darkness. All these central themes to life on earth, are central themes in our mystery of redemption as well. And that is the mystery in a particular way that we celebrate here this evening. Because at the very heart of the mystery that we celebrate is life after death. And even stronger, it's life conquering death. The fault of Adam's disobedience in the Garden of Eden is undone by the obedience of the new Adam, Jesus, saying yes to the Father. And by doing so, by taking on the result of sin, by succumbing to the power of death, Jesus is able to break Satan's power from the inside. The devil's apparent victory on the cross of Good Friday is blown apart by the resurrection of Christ on Easter morning. And we who are baptized into Christ's death by water and the Spirit and fire, we're baptized into his death and his resurrection, and by doing so, we are changed forever. We are forever made new. We are forever conformed to Christ, the new high priest who continues to offer himself that we might have salvation in him. And as someone who has, and as someone made known those promises to us, to me, to you, now it is our task to make this promise, make these promises, to make these mysteries known to the world. Christ, once dead, now lives again. Death no longer has any power over him. And in his name, too, we shall conquer. God bless and happy Easter.